Good morning, everyone. Hope you're doing all right. I've been going through my Bible reading. I come across the verse from Deuteronomy 30:15. This verse touched me really because I felt this is what we are dealing with at the moment. Because you know the situation of coronavirus, we lost so many lives, and we are worried about losing lives and fear of death and everything what we are facing at the moment. So this verse, Deuteronomy 30:3015, says Moses, after being brought so many peoples out of Egypt, and he guided them, and God has given a great mission to take the people from Egypt into the promised nation, which is Israel. So at the end of Deuteronomy, actually, he was told he can't enter into the Canaan. So he was very upset. He was asking God, is there any way? Could you let me in? He said, definitely not. I'm sorry, you're not going in, and he's going to die. And Deuteronomy says, he was preaching to the new generation of Israel, because some of them all died and only few left, and people are listening to what he said. He's just given a huge preaching. And after finally, he says, this day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that you have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live. So today I was just to have a chat, just want to pour out my feeling in my heart, what God has put me in. That's a choosing life. Actually, I had a little bit of research done. Actually, I've just asked my friends and colleagues, just asking, what is life? It was a really very simple question, but people thought it was really profound and couldn't answer it straight away, and they wanted to think about it, and they came back to me. So the question simply is, what is life? I got around 20 responses. When I went through all the responses, it is very, very interesting to see. I found four main characteristics of that responses. The first one, none of them being similar. Everybody has got unique answer. This is very fascinating to see. Everybody said differently about what is life in terms of their life. The second thing is, most of them, it comes like their experiences so far, or the process of understanding the experience. They don't know what it is. It's a mix of emotions and saying, how I'm going to interpret my life. They are just in the process of just analyzing, understanding the experience. The third, some people said what they want. Just kindly said, I want, this is the life means. I want to be like that. This is what I want. This is what I want to spend life. So that's what the life for them. The other people said, how would they like to spend their life? Where they want to be, how, and what their wishes. It's thank you very much for whoever sent that responses. I'm not going to judge anyone. Everybody is different. It's amazing. In Psalm 139, God said everybody is created uniquely. God knows, everybody was separate. Completely, you don't need to just to look around other person. I am not like him. It's amazing that everybody is unique. This is a wonderful thing I found out from there. But basically, what people say is, what is life? Their experiences, and then the process of understanding the experiences or what they want. It's all absolutely fine. But what Bible says? What is basically life? The life actually, where does it originate from? I got some interesting things. I got some responses from Google search. A friend of mine just copied what is life, and I got the message from Google search. Just information about the cells and body, things like that. But that is very interesting to see. But what is actually life? Where the life originate from? So what in the Bible at the beginning in Genesis 2, it says, God planted the tree of life in the middle of Garden of Eden, and he said not to touch that. God created that. Garden of Eden, and he put the middle of that, the tree of life or tree of knowledge and good and evil. God said, just to do not eat anything, touch the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So, but the story, because there's a disobedience, they had a fall, we human beings just fall apart from God's presence. So that's what happened. But I want to be cut story into short. What happens is, because we separated from God, the man, God in the form of man, Jesus Christ, came into this world, linking the relationship between mankind and God. So Jesus very boldly says, in John 1:5, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness. and the darkness has not overcome it. So he is a source of life. Jesus Christ, up after the fall, you know, we 2,000 years ago, there's a man just lived in the countryside of Israel, and just people are thinking, who is this man? He's just walking around the places, and he got some disciples. Basically, he's a source of life. You know, John was just exclaimed. John just couldn't control his emotions when explaining about Jesus. The Word was with him, and the Word, they were able to touch and feel him. And that Word was a source of life. When the life come into our life, all the darknesses in us just go away. Why we got to choose life today? People think, what is life? Just I want to live and I want to just enjoy what I'm seeing here in the world and what I'm touching and I'm feeling and the emotions. And then when I die, my life finishes. But Jesus says, if you follow me, you will never die. You will follow through eternity, eternal. I will take you the eternal life into eternal life. So who is Jesus? You know, in John 3:16, he says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only one son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have an eternal life. So if you believe in Jesus, you know, he just came to the world and he died for me, died on the cross for my sins, and he rose up. And I believe in him. I'm going to make him my savior. Then people will you will have an eternal life. And Jesus, in John 14:6, he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So it's a very, very bold statement. This was done. Jesus himself said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So it was a very bold statement when he was alive, when he was walking around the people, and he was saying, you know, I am the life, just to follow me, take the life from me. Just if you come to me, you know, in John 7:37 says, you know, just come and meet me, and you will see the rivers of living water will flow from me. And Jesus then said, 6:35, I am also the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never go thirsty. Basically, you know, just I want to pinpoint a few things here. When, if you look at the Bible in Gospels, when people encountered Jesus Christ, they have found the new life that made some changes in their life. For example, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus came in and he was a tax collector. He collected lots and lots of money from people. When he had encountered Jesus Christ, what happened? He said, I will give half of my wealth and I give four times more what I got money from people. So why did he do it? What made him to do it? For example, whatever we believe the life is inside us, when you mix with the source of life, our perspective of life changes. So he thought, he had been thinking so far in his life, bringing the money, just whatever the reason, whatever the way it comes, saving money, and the money is the life. But when he met with the source of life, Jesus Christ, that perspective of his thought, perspective of life in his life has changed. So that's one example. That there's so many examples in the Bible who encountered Jesus have changed their attitude, changed their way they live. It is not Christianity, basically, you know, why I'm talking about Jesus Christ, he is a source of life. What people think, it's Christianity is going to church and following a tradition, following a ceremony. It is basically, it's just having a relationship with God. You know, when we had looked at Genesis 2, when God created the Garden of Eden and put the tree of knowledge and good and evil and tree of life, so that we couldn't have an access to tree of life at that time because we had a fall. Jesus came in to have a relationship, that restore the relationship which we have lost from Garden of Eden. What will happen? What will happen is, what is the difference between I am here, I am the follower of Jesus Christ? Is there any difference? What will make me a different person having accepted Jesus Christ? I want to be a testimony. Just want to give you a testimony. You know, I was not drink alcohol. I spent most of my life drinking. So when I was in really, really depressed situation, that's around 11 years ago, that time Jesus met me. So I asked him, okay, if you are a really, really true God, help me. I don't want to drink it. I want to follow you, but I can't stop drinking. If you help me, I believe you, I follow you. From the next day, what I felt was I didn't have the desire to drink. I was with my friends, I was inviting, and I didn't have the desire to drink at all. It was fascinating. I prayed the prayer. I felt the life, the new life, the source of life touched me. It transformed me. If you want to be, so we have so many experiences in the life. Everybody this stage coming to the conclusion, what is life? Everybody knows what is life. Though it take long time to decide how they describe the life, but everybody got into the situation, they know what their life is. But whatever the life is, whatever your theory is, whatever you so far your experiences, whatever you think that's the way it's going to be working is, if you want to really, really have a challenging, if you want a relationship with God, just follow Jesus Christ. Accept Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. It is not a challenging question. What we do, you know, as a church here, and we, why we are asking this? Because, you know, God said, share the love. Just go and make the disciples. He said, if you accept Jesus, come and hide in the church. He didn't say that because God loves everyone. You know, people just look carrying the Bible and carrying the pamphlet in the train station and the bus station, and they go and they haven't eaten sometimes, you know, just giving that. Do they not have a family? Do they not have anyone to look after? You know, why they are doing it? Because we love you guys. We want the world to know Jesus is the source of life. It is not merely an explanation. It is an experience. If you really want, whatever your theory behind is, if you want to experience God, if you want to do a business with God today, now, wherever you are depressed, or you're going to commit suicide, or you lost your business, you are on a bed, you're going to say, die, that your doctor said today, that's it, that's what we're going to do, we can't do anymore. Wherever you are, sister or brother, accept Jesus Christ. He is the source of life. You will feel him. You will feel him. I have felt him. The reason I am not a Christian by birth, I'm born in Hindu family. And then when I came to know, this all new to me. But when I felt life, it satisfied me. I felt the life. This is what I'm looking for. In Romans 1, it says God made human being. And every human being have got the ability to know God. We know by looking at the nature and wonders, God created a thing inside you to know God. So we can't hide. I don't know God. It's nothing in me saying God. No, my friend, go to your room, sit down and close the door and sit down inside you. Ask yourself what you have done so far. Is there a real God? Jesus, if you're real, come into my life. I want to follow you. Just do it yourself if you want to really, really do a business with you. You know what I'm just saying? How did it happen? God sends his spirit, the Holy Spirit. You know, the spirit in John 6:63, it says the spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. Human being can't do anything, my friend. You know, only the spirit gives life. The God's spirit gives life. The spirit comes from Jesus Christ. And 1 Corinthians 3:10 says, you know, the spirit searches the inner things. For example, you say, I am, this is what my life is. What this is what I am, you know, this my experience says that. This is what my life should be. I feel this is what life is. But you may not know about yourself. Spirit in you knows about you. Same thing. Everybody has spirit. You know, God created man in his image. So body, soul, and spirit. Same thing. God has a body, a soul, and a spirit. Sorry, I do apologize. It's just a Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when you have the spirit of God coming to you, so that the God spirit will search the godly thing, and it just transforms and sends the information from God into your spirit. And when you got mixed God's spirit and your spirit, you will be a new beginning. It will, the life you are going to experience is going to be a new life. You can see the world. That's a bird's eye view. For example, you know, like, you know what I'm trying to say. When you just look at the world in a different perspective, you see why people are behaving like that. Why it should be a simple thing. You will see the world in a different way. And you see that the God will take you high and he will just show you the world in a different perspective. And then the Holy Spirit will not give you only that, and God is Holy Spirit. Romans 5:5 says it pours the God's love into you. Basically, why we are like that? Sometimes people behave weird. The reason mostly why we behave strangely, it's because of lack of love. If you're not loved, you behave differently. You'll be strange. People won't like you. You look like hated. You show up hated outside. If you're loved inside you, then you will change differently. That's going to give you a new life. Who is going to love you? God's Spirit. If you want to really, really get and receive the God's love, accept Jesus. Choose life. The next thing is, you know, I want to say, Christ, when he gives it to you, he's going to give you that the peace, a joy, and peace, righteousness. That's the Spirit. Holy Spirit will pour you out into you, and then it's going to give you peace and joy, which is not related to what earthly joy. Sometimes, you know, if I want to be happy, I want to do something, I want to go on a holiday, I want to do this, then I'm going to be happy. But it is not like that. Regardless, if you want to fill with joy, go to your room, close your door, and ask Jesus and ask Holy Spirit, joy, could you just send me, could you help me, Father? I want to download it from you, what you got in your mind at the moment. You will be filled with joy. You will feel the difference. You will feel the difference. Romans 8:10-11 says, if Christ in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives righteousness, and the Spirit in him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. He who raised from death will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. The Spirit, the same Spirit who raised Jesus from death, lives in you. Imagine the resurrection power of God. The people can rise from dead. The same spirit lives in you. You can do wonderful things. It is not like you are, for example, you're pushing yourself and you are doing your maximum ability to please others. That is not Christianity. It's just the relationship. You're going to have Father, I accept you, Jesus, I want to follow you. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. At that time, you're going to surrender everything, your life to Jesus, and you're going to choose the source of life, Jesus. You're going to car key. You're going to give your car key into Jesus. Take the wheel. Take the steering. I'm going to sit at the back. You drive. Wherever you want to go, I go. You drive the car. I will sit down. I will just want to just take relax. Receive it. And then God, from the day one, since you've been born again, that the God will slowly change you. So what will happen? The new life in Ephesians 4:24 says, you know, you put on the new self created to be like a God in true righteousness and holiness. God, the Holy Spirit comes in you. He will make you, he give you a new self, which is equal to God-likeliness and the holiness and the upright. And Ephesians 2:6 says, God raised up with Christ and seated us with him heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. You're going to rule in heavenly realms. That means, you know, you are going to pray against principalities and powers and whoever the evil spirit ruling. So you're going to, along with Jesus Christ, you have the capacity. You go into that holy of holy place and you're going to pray, plead with Father and asking, and you are having that ability when you got filled with the Holy Spirit. And Romans 14:17, I said, you know, it's the kingdom of God with the Holy Spirit. It's going to have a joy and peace and righteous fulfilled life. So, you know, I just want to say, you know, how God created human being, and you're going to die one day physically in the world, and then you're saying you will be living forever, the eternal life, and what will happen? Because I'm going to die, I'm not going to see anyone. So what will happen according to Bible when you die, when everyone dies, Jesus, you know, you're going to surrender your spirit to God, Jesus, and he'll take over. So he promised your soul, you will be living forever with Father in heaven in eternity. But not only that, since the day you accepted Jesus Christ, the eternal life, John 17:3 says, and John 1:5-20 says, this is eternal life, that you know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. 1 John 5:20 says, we know also that Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true by being his Son, of the Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and the eternal life. So knowing Jesus Christ and God is an eternal life. It starts from now. So what happens? Do I know Jesus Christ? Yes, I do. But how much do I know? It's only little. So every day I'm knowing, I'm learning. In Ephesians it says, you know, it is very difficult to know the love, the depth, the love, how long and how deep the God's love is. It is difficult. We only know a little bit. You know, if you know a little bit every day, the Holy Spirit will lead you to life to know how good God is. So every day you get amazed. God, this is what you do. Amazing. I have an experience. You know, in God says, you know, even if you ask for the little thing, you know, the Heavenly Father will give you more than what you asked, which is a promise written in Bible. So the Heavenly Father will not leave us. He's not going to leave us or not going to forsake us. He's going to take over our life. And you have a guarantee that, you know, you're going to have an eternal life. You live a new life in this world. You live a new life in this world. You know, what I say, finally, in Matthew, God said, you know, in the world, you know, you are heavy, you know, you're very labor and heavy burden people. Come to me, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. You know, the rest is not like rest you get it from the worldly things. The rest Jesus Christ gives you, it's amazing rest. So that, you know, you don't need to worry. Just do not get your heart troubled. Just come to me. I will give you rivers of living water. Come and drink. Then you will feel it. Come and drink. Then you will feel it. You know, how that new life, the transformation of life will happen. This is amazing promises, which is in the Bible. And when you accept Jesus Christ, you know, this, you know, you will see miracles, wonders, and everything will happen in your life. And, you know, people in 1 Corinthians 15, it says, you know, when you, the resurrection, you know, just Paul says that when We are, it's just, you feel pity for people who only believe, you know, we only believe Jesus Christ for this world, we would be considered as very pitier. Why? You know, just we, it's not only for this world, world will pass sooner. Our human beings, Bible says, they're like grass in the field, and our glory, you know, whatever our achievement, and whatever we are, we think, it's like a flower in the field. You know, the flower in the field, it comes in the morning, it goes off in the evening. That's it. Today, they talk about you. Tomorrow they forget, there will be somebody else. Day after tomorrow, somebody else. You'll be gone. Whatever your achievement, whatever it is, it will be gone. But the wonderful thing is, the option is given on the table. It is just life, the other side, no life. You choose whatever you want, my friend. But choosing life is just following Jesus Christ. When you follow Jesus Christ, you will see the world in a different view. I appreciate, you know, whatever the experience says about what his life means. If you want to really, really have a good relationship with God, you want to deal with God, you want to do business with God, today, say yes to Jesus in your life. Then if you got so many questions, you know, why we got problems in the world, why these things happen, you know, what God is doing, God has already done something. People says to me, why so many problems happen, where is God doing? God has done something. There is a shelter in the middle of the storm. The shelter there, it's coming. You just stay outside. You're saying, why you're doing that. Instead, come inside of the shelter and then ask God. The shelter has been made. The plan has been done. Jesus died and on the cross, and he made a provision for you to go to Heavenly Father. It's already been dealt. If you want to know real business with God, come into the shelter and then you can ask. People are, there are so many courses, Alpha courses around the country, and you can just look in the website, Alpha courses. Please have a look. You know, it's a major decision for anyone as a human to take in their life. Just choose life. And we, as a Gateway Church, we have Alpha courses as well. And you can call us and we try to help you. And if you haven't got any access to anyone, just to speak to your Christian friend and say what it is, what the explanation and what you believe, and they will able to help you out. And the next thing is just read Bible, get a Bible and read it. And then you will start living a new life with our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're just going to have a simple prayer. If you are the first time, you haven't heard this before, and you want to feel God, and you want to just have a plan, you want to take over the plan, what God has in his mind when he created you, you want to feel the new life, he want to attach your spirit into the source of life, say this prayer today. Lord Jesus, I am sorry I have committed sins. Today, I want to repent, and I want to submit my life to you. And I want to follow you. I believe you are a son of God, and you came into this world and you died on the cross for me, for my sins, and you rose again so that we live forever. Thank you. Amen.